You know, I am always so struck by this passage that we have just read, that we read every Palm Sunday, though a slightly different version for each of 3 years in a row. But I'm always so struck by it because I imagine that we are the crowd. Well, I mean, there are things that we do to represent us being the crowd. We wave palm branches and we join the voice of the crowd that says, "Hosanna in the highest." We are the crowd. And then, of course, we often then embody the crowd 5 days later on Good Friday when we join the voice of the crowd saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." We are the crowd. I know we are quick to complain about people acting ridiculous these days. There's plenty of it going on, of course. And at the same time, we are eager to praise those working every day to make this situation we're all in better. But we are all in this together. And so, for better or worse, we are all the crowd. We are the people who buy and deliver groceries for parents, neighbors, and strangers alike. We are the people who buy more than we need out of a fear of not having enough and a distrust of our political leaders, that we're not sure they have a handle on things once the crisis really hits. We are the people who spend our newly discovered time at home making masks so that there are enough to go around. We are the people who spend way too much time on social media sharing words of hate for anyone who we disagree with. We are the crowd. The Palm Sunday crowd and the Good Friday crowd. The Hosanna crowd and the Crucify Him crowd. And what's difficult is that that potential of either side of that lives in all of us every day, in every moment. In fact, I think that in this moment of uncertainty and fear, that those emotions of either cheering on and being excited or being angry and frustrated are just so much closer to the surface than they are when our life is as we are used to. Who knows which we will be in any given moment based on, I don't know, how we slept the night before, how anxious we are feeling, what we've seen come across the news, an argument that we had with those that we are stuck in the same house with. Why can we not break free from our selfishness, from our fear, from the sin that brings out the worst in us? Why can we not live the best version of ourselves every day, especially knowing how difficult it is for everyone? And especially knowing that right now the people we hurt most are those we love most, those we live with and near. No, it's hard to figure out what version of the crowd we are each given day. You know why I really want to be in this story? I want to be Jesus. And not in a savior complex sort of way, to try to save the world from the hundreds of thousands of deaths that are forecast. No, I want to be like Jesus in that I want to be able to be calmly directive. You hear the words of Jesus today at the beginning of the gospel. "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey." He speaks with such authority and such calm, even though he's going to die, and he knows he's about to die. He knows that he is walking to his death, where he will be brutally killed. I want to be able to speak in the voice of Jesus, that will say, "This is how we will do this community thing in this time. This is how we will worship and make it meaningful for people. This is how we will make sure that all people have enough to eat. How we will stay home for the common good. How we will each teach and inspire children who can't be in school in this time." and do all of this even though our lives are all turned upside down. And truth be told, there are some people who are managing to be that voice in all the chaos these days. Some of our leaders are embodying this, despite the fact that no one can really know when this will end. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be humble like Jesus, the King who is coming to you humble, mounted on a donkey. I want to never have the urge to complain or blame, but simply serve, knowing that everyone is hurting. But the truth is, I am not Jesus. You are not Jesus. And yet, strangely, at the very same time, I am Jesus and you are Jesus. I am not the perfect Jesus, and you are not the perfect Jesus who is free from sin, always able to do the right thing for the right reason. We get frustrated and irritated, and it's okay. But at the same time, I am Jesus, and you are Jesus, the body of Christ, embodying the love of God in this world, imperfectly, but beautifully. You do not have to be Jesus in every moment. It's okay to be human and to show your imperfections. That might even be an entry into that humility that Jesus bears so well. It's okay to get frustrated and to cry and to ask for help. But you also have the beautiful opportunity in these days to be Jesus. Most obviously, healthcare workers and those working in nursing homes and homeless shelters are Jesus every day, serving as Jesus served. But you can also be Jesus by staying at home and calling friends and family and neighbors and fellow church members just to check in. So yes, wave your palm branches or whatever greens you can find with that crowd and live into the cheering on hopeful version of the crowd. Lean out your window at 7 p.m. each night cheering for healthcare workers as we have seen across our world. But in the quiet moments, look for ways to bear Christ, humble and suffering, to a world that needs some hope. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.